We begin with the latest in the future of Hacienda Healthcare. The long-term care facility announced late last week that it would be closing the doors of its intermediate care facility in Phoenix, months after news broke that a woman with severe disabilities there was raped and gave birth to a baby boy. The announcement of this closure angered disability advocates and lawmakers alike. Governor Doug Ducey said it was another failure for these patients.
We've put a 24-hour monitor inside Hacienda to make sure that the patients are cared for and they are comfortable. And now we're working on the long-term solution for these people so that their lives aren't disrupted.
Then on Friday night, Hacienda issued a statement saying the facility will in fact stay open and that it agreed to accept voluntary regulation by the Arizona Department of Health Services. For more on this, we're joined now by Dr. Kara Crist, director of the Arizona Department of Health Services. Good morning, Dr. Crist.
Good morning.
So begin by telling us why it was important to you to step in here.
So these patients that are at the intermediate care facility have very high acuity medical needs. They can be on ventilators round the clock. They need round the clock respiratory care. Given these high medical risks, transferring these patients puts them at a significant risk for physical and emotional harm. This medically fragile community, moving them is the option of last resort, and so we really wanted to do everything we could do to ensure their health and safety. That's our primary goal.
There's also a question of where to move them, right? Like, there aren't that many options.
There aren't that many what are termed ICF IIDs. That's the intermediate care facility in Arizona. So, yes, capacity is an issue, as well as just the physical act of transferring them. Some of these people, this has been their home for decades.
Mm-hmm. So the state is stepping in essentially to regulate this and taking over the licensing here. Tell us a little bit about what that looks like. What are you asking of Hacienda?
So what we're going to ask them to do is voluntarily enter into a regulatory agreement with the Department of Health Services. Because they've been exempt from licensing by the department for the last 22 years, this will enter into a contract with the department that will give us increased oversight and accountability of the facility. They will have to operate within state law. They will have us regulating them and ensuring the health and safety of that. We will be asking them to get a healthcare consultant to oversee the operations. We will ask them to put on-site monitors. We will ask them to develop their 90-day plan for what they're, because they keep changing their mind, what are they determined to do? And so we will be working with them as early as this morning to start entering into this agreement.
Okay. I want to ask a little bit about the resources this will take. You're saying that this is what you're asking of Hacienda. Is this going to be a big job for your department, though, to take over?
So we regulate a lot of different facilities. We have provider agreements with many facilities that either need to come into compliance or we are working with to bring into compliance so that they're following state law. And so it may take at the beginning a little bit of resources, but we are going to be working very closely with them.
Okay, so then I guess what are your hopes here? What would you like to see come out of this in as far as your own role and the future of this facility?
What we would like to see, obviously, our primary goal is the health and safety of these very fragile patients. So we would like to see them stay open, have this facility come into compliance, follow all rules, be in compliance with their contracts, with the DD program, and then just to make sure that they are running an appropriate business in Arizona.
So if you are taking over regulation here and outlining all of these things you'd like them to agree to, does that include any repercussions? Like if they do not do the things that you are requiring of them under this licensing agreement, will you be able to take any action?
So there is a bill right now that is going through the legislature that if policymakers decide, will take away that exemption. So what we're hoping that this agreement serves is just a bridge to until we can get that regulation in place. And then, yes, through the contract that we'll be setting up, as well as hopefully if that legislation passes, we'll have a lot of teeth. We also regulate a lot of their other facilities. And so it's always a good idea to stay in a good relationship with your regulator.
All right. That is Dr. Kara Crist, director of the Arizona Department of Health Services. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Crist.
Thank you.